With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Happy Friday night to you. Happy Saturday morning to you as well. Scanning both. I don't know where the hell you're at. Could be Friday night. Could be Saturday morning. It doesn't matter. I just hope you're safe and well wherever you're at. Okay, I'm going to be hanging out here with you. Let's see. Let me do some quick math. It's real simple. 2 more hours. You know what the hell we're going to talk about. NFL football. We're going to talk some playoffs. That's what we've been doing so far for the first 2 hours. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 p.m. Pacific every single weeknight. Thank you to producer Nick Diodoro, and thank you to you for tuning in. People listening all over North America on our many CBS Sports Radio affiliates. And you know the beautiful thing about just doing a national show? I haven't been everywhere. But the majority of places that we broadcast and get our callers from, I've been. You know, I've been up in Seattle and, you know, I've been to Boise, always in Louisiana. New York and Georgia are home. Florida, of course, right here next door. Texas, San Diego, Los Angeles, Cleveland, Chicago, Boston, Detroit. Man, I've been all of these places. Alaska, I've been up in Alaska. So I don't care where you're at. Much love to you. I ain't just some guy sitting here talking about sports. Like, I like people. You know, it doesn't always seem like it, but I like people. I like learning from people. If you can't tell, I love engaging with people, especially when they make sense. And I'm just glad to be here. So we're going to keep the football talk going as I come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current one, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, it is very, very simple. Rocket can. If you did not have a great Friday, let me try to help you out. Let me get you all set for the weekend. First of all, thank you to Solomon Wilcots for joining us at the beginning of the show. We took some time to talk about the Cincinnati Bengals and the Titans. Last night, we had a conversation with former Tennessee Titan Keith Bullock. And so I had to even things out a little bit. And so Solomon Wilcots, he joined us earlier tonight. If you missed it, you can utilize the rewind function on the Audacy app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. If you want to get a hold of me, you should know how to do it. The number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. And if you're a fan of social media, it's where the hell I'm at. The JR Sport Brief. JR Sport Brief on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Social media is how the hell I even got here, basically. 81 million views on YouTube. Glad to be here with you on CBS Sports Radio. So look, right before the break, we talked about the Buffalo Bills. We talked about the Kansas City Chiefs. We know what the Chiefs did last year. Patrick Mahomes, despite an offensive line that was held together with duct tape and bubble gum, they went to the Super Bowl, and then he got his ass kicked. And the Buffalo Bills are going to be looking to get over the hump this year and prove that they can be champs. I think they can be champs. But I'm not giving them the edge, not on the road. It's going to be a close game, but I'm going to give Kansas City the edge at home. It's going to be a field goal game. I certainly hope it is. It shouldn't be one of these 40-20 blowouts that we witnessed last weekend. But this next game, we also have to wait for Sunday. This is going to be the Bucks and the Rams. This game is self-explanatory. Do I need to go through Tom Brady's history? No, I don't. You know it already. The man is basically going to go out there and try, not just in this game. This is a step. He's going to be out there trying for his eighth damn Super Bowl. Nick, that even saying that, Nick, makes me want to throw up. When I say Tom Brady, eighth Super Bowl, how do you feel?
I just vomited myself.
It's understandable.
Yeah. Seen way too much of that in my lifetime, and I haven't even been around that long. So
Tom Brady making you want to vomit?
Yep. Maybe. They've been dealing with this for a long time.
Yeah.
And I don't see him going anywhere anytime soon in the near future.
Well, yeah, and I mean,
I think he definitely has another at least two good years left in him.
I think he has it in him. Does he do it? It will be interesting to see. And that's a part of Tom Brady and his legacy. We talked about that earlier on in the show. One of the first questions I posed to everyone is, who needs a Super Bowl victory the most? You think about Aaron Rodgers, only has one. You know, Kyle Shanahan as a coordinator and then also as a head coach. He's been to the Super Bowl and had a chance to win and failed both times, gave up leads. Josh Allen trying to get over the hump. I think he's fine, still early. And then you have someone like Sean McVay. Let's keep in mind, let's remember this. It was only a few years ago where Sean McVay had the look across the damn field at Bill Belichick and this Tom Brady man and basically go, I got to face them. And Sean McVay admitted after the Patriots beat the Rams in one of the ugliest Super Bowls that I could remember. Sean McVay said, man, I outcoached myself. I put too much thought into this. What the hell was I doing? And so here we got the Rams and the Buccaneers. The Rams are basically going for broke. They have gone for broke. If there is a star out there, the Rams have traded for him, and they've given up draft picks. The earliest as of right now, outside of compensatory picks for, you know, minority hires or somebody taking away one of their players, the earliest that they're going to pick as of now is in the fifth round. They'll likely get bumped up to a compensatory pick in the third, but don't sit down watching the draft on the first night or two expecting to see the Rams with a draft pick, because they've gone through a whole lot. Bringing in Von Miller a couple of years ago, bringing in Jalen Ramsey, and the big one, obviously, moving Jared Goff, who helped take them to a Super Bowl. McVay got sick and tired of his turnovers, so he traded him for a couple less with Matthew Stafford. And Sony Michel even got traded. So, I mean, they are going for broke. And this is it for the Rams. Win a Super Bowl or start to deteriorate. That's it. It's really that simple. And so Sean McVay is trying to, I don't want to say redeem himself. Everybody knows he's a very, very good head coach, especially given his age. But they want to win right now. Him and Les Snead, the general manager, these are the decisions that they made. They're not doing this to compete a couple of years from now. They're trying to win right now. And so McVay has seen Brady before. He had to look at the guy in a damn Super Bowl. And so Sean McVay, it's very simple. He says, my team, we are ready. And when it comes down to Tom Brady, shout outs to Bone Crusher. He ain't never scared.
I think it's tremendous respect, but not fear. As a competitor, you know, he is a great, phenomenal player. We have tremendous respect for him, but we're going to have the expectation and anticipation that we're preparing to try to go win this game. And so we know what a great challenge it's going to be. We've got to have a great week of work and then go play to the best of our ability and let the chips fall where they may.
Oh, man, yeah, y'all better let the chips fall where they may. You better do more than that. You done pushed all the chips into the middle of the table when you acquired all of these stars. What you going to do now? Hulk Hogan style, what you going to do when you've traded for all the stars and you have mortgaged your future? What are you going to do when you got to beat Tom Brady again? And oh, yeah, you beat Tom Brady again. Earlier on this season, you might remember. I forgot exactly when it took place, but they handed them, this must have been September, yeah, late September, the Rams handed the Buccaneers their first L of the season. Matthew Stafford went out there and threw 4 touchdowns. The Rams had them handled. At halftime, they led like 21-7. That was September. This is January. Tom Brady doesn't give a damn. Tom Brady's been out here playing football for the past 22 years. We spoke to Keith Bullock last night. Keith Bullock said, I got drafted in the same draft as Tom Brady. Keith Bullock's been retired for like 10 years, 12 years, 11 years. And Tom Brady is still out there, 44 years old, busting ass. God bless him. He doesn't have to get hit. But the fact is, Sean McVay says, oh, I'm not scared of Tom Brady. And Tom Brady says, I don't care about a loss in September. It don't mean a damn thing.
It doesn't really matter what happened, you know, in October when we played him last. It's really about this game and what we learned from the last game. And anytime you know your opponent, I think that always gives you a little bit of understanding of kind of what they do well, you know, things you wish you would have done. But it's a very talented football team. Obviously one of the great teams in the NFL, really good offense, tremendous defense, really well coached, great specialists. So it's going to be a very, very difficult game for us.
Oh yeah. It's going to be a difficult game. And I told you about Tom Brady not getting hit. One of the keys to his longevity, Terrell Owens joined us here on the show last year, and he mentioned Tom Brady. He said, yeah, man, he don't get hit. He said, I'd be able to have a hell of a career, yeah, wide receiver or any quarterback, if I'm standing around and I'm not getting hit. Well, we know the Buccaneers, as the season has gone on, they have been busted up. It's official. We're not going to see Ronald Jones. He ain't going to play. You think about Leonard Fournette dealing with a hamstring. You think about Ryan Jensen. I saw this man get bent backwards like a pretzel the other day. I could think about Tristan Wirfs. He's hurt as well, ankle. So it doesn't matter if it's an ankle or a back, or if I got to take a look at the defense and think about Jason Pierre-Paul and his shoulder that has bothered him just seemingly almost half the season. Lavonte David coming back with his foot. Shaq Barrett is also back. He had to come back from an injury. Life ain't been easy here for the Bucs, and I'm not even going to mention the wide receiver who ran off of the field after he got thrown out, who's now hanging out with Madonna and Kanye West. I'm not even going to talk about that guy. But Tom Brady, we know what he brings to the table. We know what he's capable of doing. He can legitimately go out and win this game. It would not be a shock. It would not be a surprise. Not at all. This is for the Rams to go out and win. It doesn't matter what issues the Bucs are dealing with. This is for the Rams to go out there and slay them. To have Aaron Donald, he had 12 sacks, 13 sacks this season. Add a couple of more taking on Brady. You got Leonard Floyd out there. Nobody talks about Leonard Floyd. They just traded for Von Miller. They traded for a guy who won a Super Bowl MVP. Made Cam Newton's life a living hell. And now, oh, here he is. They just traded for him. He's a member of the Rams. And now Aaron Donald, oh, man, you can't necessarily, you know, quadruple team him. You can't throw all 11 at him. And Von Miller, I guess life is so good now that he's in Los Angeles having a chance to compete for another title. Von Miller, he's just like, man, I'm just happy to be here. I'm living the life.
You just want to go out there and do your job whenever you're playing in games like this. You know, we got a hell of an opportunity. It's a blessing to be here. And you just want to go out there and play well for your team, your family, and fans. You know, it's just one of those games.
Yeah, Von Miller's like, listen, man, I'm living an easy life. All I got to do is just go hit Tom Brady. I'm going into the Hall of Fame. I got a Super Bowl ring. I won Super Bowl MVP. Got a Hall of Fame career. Got a chance to win another one. Living in L.A. now. All I got to do is hit Tom Brady. If I was Von Miller, I'd say it's a blessing to be here, too. We saw what they did this past week. Damn it, only a couple of days ago. Monday night, we saw what they did. They beat up on the Cardinals, 34-11. Odell Beckham Jr. has life. He's the number two option right there after Cooper Kupp, who decided to snatch, you know, every leading receiving statistic this year, leading the league in yards and receptions and touchdowns. And then we got Matthew Stafford. You want to talk about pressure? Matthew Stafford is the one who has to show up. We know what Tom Brady can do. If this game goes down to the wire and Tom Brady has the ball, then I'm just going to sit back and go, here the hell we go again. I've seen this story. Tom Brady with a chance to tie. Tom Brady with a chance to take the lead. Tom Brady with a chance to set his team up for a field goal. Tom Brady is going to do it. I don't necessarily know what Matthew Stafford is going to do. Is Matthew Stafford going to throw an ill-timed interception? Is Matthew Stafford going to go out there and throw three touchdowns? I believe out of every player in this game, Matthew Stafford, and this is not world-breaking commentary, this is not earth-shattering, Matthew Stafford is going to be the largest deciding factor in this game as to what direction it goes. Because as great and as nice as the Rams' running game has looked, as beautiful as it is to see Cam Akers and watch him run around and go, wow, this guy had a blown out Achilles and he's already back out there. For as good as it was to see Sony Michel actually be healthy and contribute on Monday night, this game is going to be decided by Stafford. And unfortunately, someone who's just like a truck for him, Andrew Whitworth, yeah, the 40-year-old offensive tackle, left tackle, he's going to be out. He's not going to be there protecting Stafford. It's not necessarily going to bode well for the team. I know there's a lot of people in Detroit who say, oh man, just wait until Stafford, you know, throws the game away. He's not the guy. I think Stafford is capable, and I expect this also to be a close game. I'm going to go with the Bucs at home. I'm going to go with the Bucs at home by a field goal, and I hope I'm wrong. It's nothing personal, but I'd like to see somebody else besides Tom Brady win. I would love to see Aaron Donald ragdoll Tom Brady's ass all over the place. I would love to see it. I would also love to see Matthew Stafford play an excellent game and get some love. I'd love to see Sean McVay get another chance. But I'm not picking him. It's not the safest. I know what I'm going to get out of Brady. Will this be the game where Tom Brady throws a game-crushing INT? Maybe. He threw three interceptions in the NFC Championship game last year and still had a chance to win, and they won. This is what makes this divisional round so damn exciting. I'm going to go with the Bucs at home. But I hope, and I don't have a rooting interest outside of being sick of Tom Brady, I hope it's a good game. I really do. Whitworth being out doesn't necessarily make me feel any better about Matthew Stafford and his ability to execute. We got to see it in the biggest moments. And for the Rams, if they lose here, the clock is already ticking. You traded away all of your damn picks to win a Super Bowl. You better win this game. I'm going to give the Bucks the edge, though, at home. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We have to wait until Sunday. The Buccaneers are going to host the Los Angeles Rams. Is Tom Brady going to another championship game? Or do the Rams advance? And do they get closer to their goal of a Super Bowl, even though they traded away all of the damn picks? I'm going to take your calls when we come back on the Bucks and the Rams. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Right now, we're having a conversation about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and those Los Angeles Rams. The Buccaneers and Tom Brady, obviously, they're trying to push for another Super Bowl. They're trying to go back-to-back. I know it's not how they started, but let's keep in mind, they brought back all 22 of their starters at the beginning of the season. Some of them have gotten hurt. Some of them have, you know, basically, literally ran away from the team. And then obviously Tom Brady, he's out here trying to get his eighth Super Bowl ring. The Rams, they're just trying to get their first Super Bowl ring here with Sean McVay at the helm. They've traded away all of their draft picks and assets. They've given away so much money and salaries, trading for Ramsey and Stafford and Miller, Sony Michel, adding Odell Beckham Jr. They are going for broke to win a Super Bowl. And if they don't, is it going to be worth it in a few years when they're rebuilding? Ugh, that's going to suck. The phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. You going with the Rams or are you going with the Buccaneers? I'm going to give the Bucs the edge at home. The difference here, Matthew Stafford, he's just going to have to go out there and light it up. Let's see if he can do it in a big moment. This is now, every game after this, after what we saw on Monday night against the Cards, these are the biggest games of Matthew Stafford's career. Let's see if he can step it up and move towards a championship. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and talk to Charles. He's calling from Baltimore. Charles, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Very well.
All right. I'm going to go with Tampa Bay only because I just don't think Matthew Stafford has the intangibles to win big games. I know he won last week. That's only because they ran the ball pretty well against Arizona. I don't think they'd be able to run the ball that well against the Bucs. So I'm just going to say I believe Tampa Bay may win 30-23.
Okay, via a touchdown. They ain't too shabby. That's not too shabby at all. Matthew is calling up from Atlanta. Matthew, what do you say?
What's going on, brother?
I'm good. Go ahead, Matthew.
I'm thinking, man, I got the Rams by seven.
on the road. I just feel like their defense kind of made up for last week, falling to Jimmy Garoppolo and letting that drive go down right down the field at the end of the game. And I feel like they're in a good spot. A lot of people are, I wouldn't say they're favored in this game, but I think a lot of people are down them that they're going to make that next step. And Matthew Stafford, yeah, he played that one playoff game last week, finally got that win. But, I mean, now that's out of the way. Now we just go play ball.
Okay. I think no doubt about it. Yeah, I think it's – and thank you, Matthew, for calling from Atlanta. I think it's a little more complicated than that. It's one thing to beat the Cardinals in the first round. And the Cardinals were just not prepared. They weren't ready. I can go on and on and on. It's another thing to be opposite Tom Brady and know that you can beat him. I believe that Matthew Stafford is definitely capable of having a good game and going out there and winning. But every level here, the pressure kind of gets pushed up to another level. It's not, this is not the Arizona Cardinals. This is Tom Brady and the defending champs. And even though they've been running around, broken and busted up for a few games, it's not the same level. And out of everybody that has something to prove here, I've seen more in the playoffs. I've seen more success in the playoffs out of somebody young like Josh Allen. I've seen that. Sean McVay has had success. Granted, he's the coach. He believes in Matthew Stafford enough that he brought in Jared Goff. And so for me, yes, that's good enough reason. I think I've seen enough of Matthew Stafford with the Lions through the bad times. I think I've seen him here this year go through some bad times as well, going through pockets where he just turned the ball over like it was a hot potato. But I think ultimately he can get the job done in the most important moment. I just don't have confidence in him the way that I would Tom Brady. And why should I? There's absolutely no reason to. Tom Brady's on a totally different sphere. I'd love to see it. It'd make for an amazing story. Please give me the Matthew Stafford, 2-minute drill comeback. I'd love to see it take place. But to actually sit down and like make a bet, the safer bet is the Bucs. Ephesian is calling from New Orleans. Ephesian, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, JR?
Very well. Go on ahead.
Man, you got to think about the time that the Rams actually got to that Super Bowl. Come on now. The NFL wanted that team in that Super Bowl because okay. The Saints had them beat dead to right in that game that we sat there and lost.
Yeah, the referees. I remember that game, yes.
Come on. That's why they got beat up so bad in the Super Bowl. They know they didn't deserve to be there. But I can tell you this.
Was it a beat up? That game was ugly. Nobody did anything. The score was 13-3.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, but you know, Matthew, that Stafford guy, I'm going to be honest with you. Megatron made him look good. Oh. Now Cooper Kupp is making him look good. And Odell is going to do the same for him a little bit. But you know what? He's still the same old Matt Stafford, man. He's going to throw up. He's going to throw a pick, six in this game, I bet. I'll be willing. I'm not even a betting man, but I'll be willing to bet he do a pick six in this one.
Okay. Throwing the touchdown to the other team. Okay. Wilder things have happened. Sean is here from Oregon. You are on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Sean.
Thanks for taking my call, JR. You know, I was thinking like you a couple weeks ago, and I was thinking Tom Brady. But the more I've been thinking this, I don't know if I overthought it, but I thought this is going to be the time when Matthew Stafford finally solidifies his career. He does it. You know, he's not with the Detroit Lions no more. And I started thinking about who's gone through the Detroit Lions and did the stuff he did, the milestones. You know, he's the first to 20,000 yards. He was the first to 45,000 yards. And he didn't throw all those 45,000 yards to Megatron. You know, and he also, you look at that one year, he had 8 comeback wins in one season. He had more comeback wins in one season than anybody. So he's played in some tight games. He has had some good games. So I started thinking about this, and I'm thinking, you know, these guys could do it. And they got the guys on defense that can bring the pressure up the middle. And I think this is the year they finally get it done. And these guys, you know, the Rams are going to do it.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Thank you, Sean. Look, here's the deal. Matthew Stafford could have won games and had comebacks in, you know, Abu Dhabi, for all I know. He could have did it in Siberia, Guam. It's not the playoffs. He played for the Lions. And he's good. I like him. But this is different. What he did for the Lions isn't applicable to what he needs to do here in the playoffs. It ain't the same. 855-212-4CBS. I'll take more of your calls. And, you know, this is the other question. If you got to think about the Los Angeles Rams, is their investment with all of these trades and foregoing all of their draft picks, is this going to work out? Are the Rams screwed? Are the Rams going to win a championship? Let's get to the point. You don't bring in Von Miller and Stafford and make all of these trades, Sony Michel and Beckham. Is it going to work? Or are the Rams going to regret this?
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio, getting you all set and ready for all of the divisional games here in the NFL playoffs. Yeah, less than 24 hours away. Getting things started with the Bengals and the Titans, the Niners and the Packers. And then on Sunday, in the nightcap, the evening game, the afternoon game, depending on where you live, you're going to have the Bills and the Chiefs. But to open things up, Sunday afternoon, we got Los Angeles. We got the Bucks. I'm giving the edge to the Bucks because of Matthew Stafford, not because I don't believe in Matthew Stafford, not because I don't like him. It's just not as much certainty there. It's easy to go ahead and take the Bucks. Unfortunately, Whitworth is not going to be available. Knee injury. This guy's 40 years old. It's amazing. Offensive lineman, left tackle, still one of the best in the game. I can go on and on and on and on. The Rams have just, they're emptying the chamber, trading away all of their assets. They've done it. And I hope it eventually pays off. I'd love to see them win. It's just tough for me to say, oh, man, no, Brady's going to lose. Maybe he will. What do you say? 855-212-4CBS. When we get to the top of the hour, I want to have more of an overall conversation about all of the games. These are some great games. I'm going to get your thoughts and your opinions as to just what's your favorite game? Which game are you looking forward? Excuse me. Which game are you looking forward to the most? But let's hit these phones, finish up your calls on the Bucks and the Rams, and then some guy who decided to leave, I guess he decided to leave, the Bucks. He's still on a little media tour. You'll hear from him in a second. Let's get to the phone lines. Stefan is calling from Michigan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I would love to see the Rams. Like, I would love to see Matthew Stafford get a win, obviously, being like, you know, seeing him play a lot for the Lions. But I just also seeing him play for the Lions, saw many times where the big games he just is too risky and turns the ball over too much. And I feel like you just can't do that against Tom Brady. He's not going to give you any leg room. And, I mean, so I'd love to see the Rams, but I feel like Matthew Stafford can't do that. And then I do think, you know, if they don't win this year, kind of like the Bears, you know, a couple years ago, traded to get everything, Khalil Mack and all that, and now look at them, you know, they're just kind of a crapshoot right now. I feel like Sean McVay is a much better coach, so I think that they'll be a little bit better off there, but yeah, they got to get the win soon.
No, they better hope and pray that it comes soon. That's something that they're certainly counting on. Thank you, Stefan, for calling up. Rich is here. Matter of fact, hold on, Rich. We have Dylan. I got to take Dylan from Bakersville out in Cali. Dylan, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you say? Who wins?
How's it going, JR? Love the
very
show.
Well.
Which I was at the game, actually, on Monday. That was just amazing.
Beat down.
But with the Rams, I mean, with Von Miller, he's had one sack for five consecutive games. So he's getting into playoff mode, and he becomes a different animal. Then also, like, with the draft status and stuff like that, us trading away our picks. I mean, Cooper Kupp was a third-round pick. Greg Gaines, he was a fifth-round pick. I mean, we pick down deep, and they become stars.
Well, Dylan, are you real? I mean, we can put lipstick on a pig. Now, let's be honest and real here. Would you rather have a first-round pick, or would you rather have more of a crapshoot in the later rounds? Come on now. Let's be honest here.
None of our first-round picks except Aaron Donald has really turned out.
Dylan, I didn't ask you that. There's a guy, if I want to use an example, I can use an extreme example of some guy who's going to be playing against the Rams that was selected in the sixth round and looked pretty bad in the underwear Olympics. You didn't answer my question, which was a very simple one.
Would you rather have
a first-round pick, or would you rather have more of a crapshoot selecting someone in the later rounds?
Someone in the later rounds.
Okay. Oh, my God, Dylan. Hey, producer Nick.
Yes, sir.
If I said, hey, you could have a sure thing, or closer to a sure thing of
$100. I'll take the sure thing.
Okay.
That answer your question?
Yes, and we know this is the draft. There's no sure thing. But to tell me that you would rather just select in the fifth round or the third round rather than having a first-round pick is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life. Are you?
And we hear a lot of dumb things here.
Yeah, I do, but does he really believe that, or is he just kind of sticking to his guns?
I don't know. We can't ask him. You hung up on him already.
I know, because he said something ridiculous. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, sure. We haven't missed on a third-round pick or a fourth-round pick or a fifth-round pick. I don't want a first-round pick. Our first-round picks have sucked. Besides Aaron Donald, give me the fifth-round pick. I wouldn't dare want a first-rounder.
Doesn't want to do it the easy way.
Yeah, well, let's just reverse the draft for all of that. Oh, my God. Where do I go? Let's go to Richard. He's calling from Atlanta. Yeah, Richard, I'm sure he's in Atlanta. He wants a new quarterback. Maybe they could find him in the 20th round of the draft that doesn't exist. Rich, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother from another mother? And first of all, happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. Well, whoa, it's kind of late for that, Rich. I know we...
But it's been a minute.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, I work just like you do, my brother, and I'm on my way home.
Good.
Answer your question... Tampa Bay, one, because it experienced. And like I told you last time, and last year when Tampa Bay was in the bowl, this type of treasure,
yeah.
Hey, I bet it against Brady, too. Guess what? I lost a lot of money because of that.
Oh, no.
Then again, I learned my lesson very well. Don't bet against Brady.
Okay.
And to your second question,
yeah,
if the Rams don't win, it will probably be a bust because you gave away all your draft picks for these.
Well, okay.
And when you're looking for a good player to replace, where are you going to go?
To Mr. Irrelevant. Yeah, well, thank you, Rich, for calling from Atlanta. As you heard from our last caller prior to you, it doesn't matter. Yeah, you can pick the last guy in the draft, and he's gonna help the Rams. You know, the Rams don't need a first rounder. It's not something that's desirable, not at all. That's why teams don't want to pick in the first round, because the guys in the first round typically have a worse chance of working out than the guys in the later rounds, I guess. Jordan, he's calling up from Rhode Island. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How's it going, JR? How you doing, bud?
I'm a little shocked. I gotta admit, I'm not really ever shocked, but I'm feeling it right now.
First and foremost, obviously, you always want the first round draft pick, right? That's kind of silly to think anything else wise. Okay. But as a New England fan, you know, it hurts me to say this, but even though he's missing some weapons, you know, he's missing, you know, Brown, he's missing other people, it's hard to say that Tom Brady's not going to win this round, honestly. He just has enough, you know, wherewithal. He's been around long enough to know how to win this game, and I think it's going to happen.
Okay. Yeah, listen, I can't knock you. I mean, that's typically how it goes, right? You got Tom Brady out there. Don't look at that man and say he's going to lose. Unless we're going to just put Eli Manning out there on the field. If Eli Manning was playing, then I guess then we could go ahead and go against Brady. And not just Eli. Somebody in their car right now also said, yeah, Nick Foles. Yeah, Nick Foles too. Not in any other circumstance. Get off that damn Nick Foles is a savior bandwagon. I'm sick of that too. People calling me, telling me, well, let's bring in Nick Foles. Nick Foles is going to help us win a Super Bowl. No, Nick Foles is not helping the Lions win a damn thing. Just chill out. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to chill the hell out. You'd rather have a third round draft pick than a first rounder. Lion ass out of here. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to talk about a crazy guy, and then we're going to show love and talk about the games when we come back. Don't worry. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.